Our next presenter is Dr. C. James Hospedales. He's a citizen of Trinidad and Tobago. He's the coordinator of prevention and control of chronic diseases for the Pan American Health Organization, which, as I think all of you know, is part of the World Health Organization. From 1998 to 2006, Dr. Hospedales was director of the Caribbean Epidemiology Center in Trinidad, serving 21 countries. He was a member of the Caribbean Commission on Health and Development, which made policy recommendations to the heads of government and named chronic diseases as a super priority for the region. His career has included service as an Epidemic Intelligence Service Officer with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, as an epidemiologist at CAREC, I'm not sure what that is.
Caribbean Epidemiology Center.
Okay, thank you. And several years working in public health for the UK National Health Service. He's going to speak to us today about capacity building for non-communicable disease prevention and control in Latin America and the Caribbean, advances and challenges.
Thank you very much, Bill, and good afternoon, everyone. In this talk, I'll be covering capacity building for NCDs, which maybe you do, maybe you don't. Heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the major ones, and the associated risk factors, use of tobacco, unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, alcohol use. No conflict of interest to declare. Much of this work was funded by the cooperative agreement from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. About 6 weeks ago, there was a meeting in New York of the leaders of the world on the subject of NCDs, and so this talk on how to build capacity, I think, is quite timely. I'll be referring to the CARMEN network, which is a Spanish acronym, Conjunto de Acciones para la Reducción y Manejo de Enfermedades No Transmisibles. This is the 31 countries of the Americas region that are trying to take an integrated approach to prevent and control chronic diseases. And here you see the members and some of the collaborators that work on in this network that meets physically every 2 years, and then there are a number of virtual working groups. Specifically, I'm referring to the CARMEN School, or in Spanish, Escuela CARMEN, which is a special project of the CARMEN network that focuses on training and public health activities to build up partnerships between schools or departments of public health agencies, and ministries of health at the country level. And this aims to strengthen capacity of countries to confront this epidemic of NCDs. If you didn't know, this is the biggest problem of NCDs, is the biggest public health problem facing all the countries of this region. Even the president of Haiti recently admitted to that. They have a big problem with smoking and alcohol and cervical cancer, for instance. And the objectives of the program are really, in the short term, of the CARMEN School, is to try and develop and implement and evaluate training courses on NCD prevention and control, to establish technical exchange programs, especially between the preventive research centers, or the PRCs in the U.S., and sister institutions south of the border. And we're trying to build up a full CARMEN School program with a modular composition, including in-person or virtual attendance. Longer term, we're aiming to support the development of competencies of public health workers and communities to confront the challenge of NCD and to promote health, and to strengthen collaboration between schools of public health agencies, and ministries. At the moment, it's been a bit opportunistic, and we've got five courses that are part of the CARMEN School: evidence-based public health applied to NCDs, physical activity and public health, social marketing, policy analysis and decision making applied to NCDs, and chronic disease management. This is a list of the partners that work with us, including South Carolina, St. Louis, University of South Florida, several institutions in Colombia, Chile, Brazil, Jamaica, Guatemala, Panama, and the University of Miami. The evidence-based public health course was developed with the PRC at St. Louis and has been conducted as a short course, also as a fellowship course, and it's partly as a master's program at the Universidad the Catholic University of Concepción in Chile. This is the link for it. The physical activity and public health course was developed at the University of South Carolina School of Public Health, and that's been run three times in the last few years in Costa Rica, Chile, and Guatemala. And then the social marketing course was with University of South Florida School of Public Health, and that's again been run as a short course both in Panama, in Mexico, and in Guatemala. The policy analysis and development program was done in collaboration with the World Bank, and we've run it as a short course for the Caribbean, and now as a one-day seminar with the Evangelical University of El Salvador. And finally, we've a fairly new one, chronic disease management course with the University of Miami, which has been run twice in Miami and once now in Argentina. And it's scheduled again to be run next year. Evaluation of these courses showed that they were pretty well received and assessed by public health professionals. I should say that the students come from all over the region and have made a good contribution. A good contribution to the success is the commitment and collaboration between the Ministry of Health and other governmental and NGOs. And an important favorable factor was tying the training with national health promotion policies so that it wasn't just in a vacuum. In 2010, we did a more intensive evaluation and looked at asked 146 program managers in 20 countries in the Americas what were their needs for training to build capacity to respond to the NCD epidemic. And you see a little bit of the profile of the participants there who responded in this survey. We had a pretty good response rate. We were very pleased that we got a 72% response rate. And move the decimal point over by one. I don't know how this happened, but everyone felt they needed more capacity in investigation and statistics and epidemiology. Rather to our surprise, because we were talking to chronic disease program managers, they didn't ask for training in diabetes, hypertension, cancer, or tobacco, or diet, but they asked for training in evaluation, in negotiation, in advocacy, building a collaborative network, intersectoral action, social marketing and communication. And that was a surprise to us. We were not expecting that. But it reflects the reality of if you're trying to coordinate a program at state or national level, these are some of the skills that are harder to learn than and more managerial and diplomatic skill set than a pure technical skill set related to tobacco or diet or something like that. When we asked them about available resources for training, you see here that most people had software and bandwidth, but specialized software, access to video conferencing facilities, library was less prominent, and so that's a challenge in delivering training when you consider some of the countries. The challenges that people reported in this survey, logistics and organization, it's difficult for folks to get away and come to a training. It's very resource demanding, it's expensive. And I mentioned earlier the request for these new skills like negotiation and intersectoral action, social marketing and communication. So some of our training seemed to be well aligned with needs, but some of the other stuff like intersectoral action and negotiations and partnership skills we didn't have a good offering for it. In conclusion, this whole issue of capacity building, last year we presented a report to our directing council, which comprises all the ministers of health of the Americas, including the US and Canada. And in our report, our number two action in next steps was really about capacity building. This report was accepted by the governments, by the ministers of health. And the UN high level meeting, which took place in September in New York, really requires from countries a far greater capacity than is present at the moment in all aspects of chronic disease prevention and control. Next step for us is to migrate a lot of our work into our Campus Virtual, our virtual campus, and to be able to reach a lot more people, and to respond to the need that a lot of the managers indicated, that it's hard to get away and come to a face-to-face course. Thank you very much.